A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's the Luke Pitch Show. It's a Thursday, and we are back with Mr. Alex Zane and Mr. Mark Haynes, and we are having a little bit of fun. If you want to hear Alex Zane, you can hear him on Clash of the Titles every single bloody week. It's definitely become part of my week, and I hope it becomes part of your week, because it's bloody hilarious. I was on
Clash of the Titles. Fence City, wasn't it?
Was that Fence City?
You'd normally say, oh, it's so great. Yeah. You know,
it's become part of my week.
It's become part of my week.
Yeah, like taking medicine or doing a poo.
A duty, like pulling out the bins or something.
Yeah.
Part of the routine now. I mean, I enjoy it, but it's got to be done.
You know, we sit round and it's played in the boardroom, and we all sit there, and if there's a real disagreement, then that will be made clear.
I'm waiting for you to go, I have notes.
it's very good.
It is very good. The premise is I'm going to do the hard sell. We could do it with the subscribers. So we pit two movies with something in common against each other. So, you know, we've done like Armageddon and Deep Impact, like two movies that aren't very good. It's The Connection. No, it's not The Connection. It's Meteor. But yeah, it's things like that. It's really good.
It's meatier than that. Thank you.
Hey.
Ten years in the biz. 10 years not under your tutelage in the radio business, mate.
I know.
You could do Teen Wolf and Adulthood. I don't know how. Don't quite know how it works.
That's exactly how it works.
Okay.
Well, that is shown in the next episode.
imagine being the sort of person who went, they're talking about adulthood. I'm going to listen to that podcast. There's something about that film which, just saying it, makes me feel a bit tired and bored. I'm sure everyone involved is very nice.
He's learned since the Expendables. we should have said that more when we worked together on the radio. What I just said, I'm sure everyone actually involved is really nice, and I take it back.
All I did was, I slagged it off, and then I sort of went, but I'm sure they're nice. I mean, that's not, in 10 years, that's not a great deal of learning.
It's still more than you used to do.
That's true. We were talking, I've got a terrible memory, and pretty much the only thing I can remember from the X-Men Breakfast Show is threatening Casey Affleck with a fight.
He was still in the building.
He was acting like a big baby.
He came in, he was not, he's never really kind of got that kind of even B-list kind of like thing. He's good.
He won an Oscar.
Not in Donnie's house, all right?
I mean, all I'm going to say is, at the time, Pete, you were very quiet about him, about where he was on the pecking order.
He said he had a cold. He came in with his PRs and he said he had a cold, but he was milking it. He basically had been dragged into the studio to do an interview about his film. He didn't want to be there, but rather than moan to them, he decided to be a bit of a dick on air.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm so sorry. I can barely speak. I really shouldn't be here. Yeah. Then he leaves, but he hasn't been gone long enough for him to not still hear our show being broadcast around the building. And Mark goes, what a baby! What a bloody baby!
He was, though. Look, we didn't want him there. We didn't want to be there. We wanted to be at home in bed. I get it, all right?
Yeah.
But he's coming out and going, oh, you know, I'm going to do my film and everything. And he's like, why have you brought me out here? Mate, nothing to do with us.
I don't want a 5:30 Addison Lee from Holloway Road.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
the driver would consistently fall asleep driving down it.
We didn't want a future Oscar winner on the show. What we wanted was a guy dressed as the Hobgoblin from the beer company, so we could all give them free advertising and get into massive trouble.
Yeah, one of the reasons why we got fired was because a promotional Hobgoblin was booked by a producer of the show who did a lot of work in local radio, let's say, and decided to bring some local radio sensibilities into a bigger station. And the sales floor got a little bit, got a big hobgoblins nose out a joint.
Well, I mean, part of it was he was dressed really convincingly as a hobgoblin.
Yes, but none of which you can
radio
see.
Radio is not a visual medium. No. So when we're going, there's a hobgoblin here, and there's just a man going, hello, it is just a man. I mean, it's not really a hobgoblin.
That came to the most memorable moment when the guy came in dressed as the Predator.
Yes. And, was there a Predator and an alien?
I believe there was both.
And you were trying to cajole. They weren't allowed to speak.
Yes.
Because legally, you're not allowed to. Like,
yeah, the PLs were like, do not make him speak because it will ruin the illusion.
The relationship with the film company.
Radio show. No one can see he's a Predator. Anyway, this guy was clearly furious that was his job.
Also, I mean, it's worth saying, none of us were good enough on radio to convey the experience of having a Predator in the room.
Yeah, so in the end,
unlike
like
many radio studios, when there are actual Predators in the room.
Yeah, we all stayed quiet, didn't we?
Oh,
dear.
Well done, everyone.
All I can remember is the smell of the latex.
Yeah.
These people who were dressed, they would always smell, they would stink to they'd been in it all day.
Well, I just remember the look on the PR's face, because in the end he broke. So I was like, come on, what is it really like? What's your name? And he went, from inside the Predator mask, you could hear, Andy. Andy. I'm like, are you enjoying this? He's like, no, not really. I'm an actor. It's really hot in here. You're like, and the look on their face was like, you will never dress as a Predator again.
In fairness, the Hobgoblin was great because he did try and extemporise what he was doing, and he just kept treading in landmines. So I remember you saying to him, so what's your daily routine? He was like, I get up at 6 and I have a pint of Hobgoblin ale. And you were like, at 6 in the morning? And you could hear, even on air, you could sort of feel the PR's getting hot. Going, this is deeply illegal.
Yeah, you should be promoting alcohol at breakfast.
No,
in any
incarnation. And I wouldn't.
Those rules have been in place for 20 years.
I'd have water. I'd have water.
Are you drinking now, then?
What time do you start drinking? I am, lads. I'm going to come clean with you. I'm getting out of my depth here.
He'd have little sort of prepared jokes about Stella. Oh, he'd be drinking, and then the little pixies come in and they wee in my glass, and do I call that Stella as I do?
Yeah. We just ignore that and go, yeah. But are you drunk now?
Are you all right, mate? It's early, isn't it? It's early. And you've been to 3 radio stations before us, and we're the only stupid fuckers who've got you on air.
I know. They used to go around radio stations basically hoping that someone, they could turn up at reception and go, hi, we've got a load of beer. Can we come onto your radio show? And of course, everyone would go, absolutely not.
No, you haven't paid for this. And if you're going to pay for this, it wouldn't be worth 4 cans of...
They'd be crossing them out on the list, and they'd go, well, we might as well try XFM. They'd get half an hour.
I'd buzz them up from the desk. I'd be like, come in now. We need content.
One time when Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, yeah. I begged a PR to send us a copy, and I sat in the zoo and played Grand Theft Auto 4, completely unpaid. We weren't getting paid for this. And I would do weather reports and traffic reports from Liberty City in Grand Theft Auto. And you'd be going, Pete, what's the weather like in Liberty City? Well, it's raining. And we did all this for a copy of the game. I couldn't play at home. Alice, we both had Xboxes. They'd sent us a PS4 copy. So for the price of, cost price, £10, they'd got a show dedicated to a game that had come out that day. And then me and you, on the podcast, went to Hamley's and bought a copy and recorded ourselves doing it for free, gratis.
Yeah,
we were so eager to please in the wrong way.
Although when Nissan asked us to promote the Qashqai, neither of you picked me up on it. I spent an entire show going, so the Nissan Qashqai is available to buy right now, and we wondered why we didn't get more sponsors.
We pretended we were on that Qantas flight. Was it Qantas?
Oh my God, the first flight of the Airbus 380.
Yes.
Yeah.
We pretended all... Like, we've got an Aussie to speak, do all of our IDs. We weren't getting paid or sponsored by Qantas, by the Airbus people or whoever was going to run the flight. We created our own branded content for a brand that didn't want to sponsor us.
And behind each link when we came on air, we had that low hum just to try and convince people we were on aircraft.
And we were convincing them until you started getting fancy.
You bring this up.
Alex started getting fancy and naming celebrities who were on the thing.
I'm just waving at Toby Anstis right now, and we come up here and Peter go, you're really ruining this.
No one's
going to believe Toby Anstis on this flight.
You're ruining this stupid thing, which we don't know why we're doing it.
Oh, It is a trip down memory lane,
it must be great for people to hear third hand great memories. It really must be.
Not any more new stories, Mark.
I like the one about the man who spent $9,000 on cheesecake in 10 years.
Not just any old man. He's Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader. He's a big swinging cheesecake in American politics.
He's swinging this cheesecake all around the Senate.
And in 10 years, he's spent $9,000 on cheesecake.
Yeah, $8,600 in less than 10 years. They say he said, he actually came forward and said, no, the cheesecake's my guilty pleasure. Like, that's an argument for it. I had a look at the figures. So the place he keeps going to is Junior's Cheesecake. Again, unpaid promotion. Well done. And it's absolutely excellent. But they cost like...
It's on CNN.com. That is not a cheap promotion.
They cost $8.25 for an original cheesecake, which...
whole cake or slice? Is it specified?
I think it's a whole one.
He just jam his head into it.
Yeah. The most he ever spent in one...
His arms tied behind his back, like a pie-eating contest.
Well, the most he ever spent in one trip was $516, which meant he ordered at least 62 of them in one trip. Which
why
is
rounding
just amazing.
Up 62?
I absolutely
love
it.
That's too much. 61, I'm approaching my limit.
This is like something from The Onion. There's a quote from him. He said,
Junior's Cheesecake, Junior's Cheesecake.
I'm also a spokesman for diabetes.
I give them as gifts, the New York Democrat said as he held up a copy of the news report and a platter of 6 cheesecake slices. I love it. So I say to the New York Post and others, I'm guilty as charged.
He's holding a brown paper bag dripping with cream.
Yeah. About 10 years ago, I got a sandwich on Christmas Eve from Great Portland Street. They had a little sandwich place on the corner.
Yeah.
There was one on each corner. So, I don't think they're going to sue me. Although they actually did a criminal act against me. So I bought a sandwich on Christmas Eve. And it was £9.50. Like, I had a Snapple and things like that. It came to £9.50. And I was very pissed. And when they got my card, they obviously clocked that I was pissed, that it was Christmas Eve. It's going to be Christmas. It's going to be busy.
Yeah.
And instead of putting in £9.60, they moved the decimal place and they put 96 quid. And it went through.
Baby.
So after Christmas, I looked at this and I thought, geez, okay, that's a mistake that's happened. Mm. So I contacted my bank and I said, look, I think the decimal place is in the wrong, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Are you trying to get a reduction on the things you buy? that cash card.
Have we moved to the decimal system?
But then the bank rang me back and they were like, oh no, they dispute it. I said, what do you mean they dispute it?
What, so you had someone from the bank ringing them up going, did he buy 96 quid sandwiches?
There was a fraud thing. So they rang them and they're like, this is being disputed, a disputed charge. Do you want to go through it? And they told them, they remembered distinctly on Christmas Eve, a fat man came in and he bought 32 sandwiches, right?
I was like,
I did not buy 32 sandwiches. And they were like, is it possible that you did and you just forgot about it? I was like, that'd be like 3 bags worth.
Anyone corroborate your story?
Well, I was like, can't you get the CCTV? And they're like, oh, they will not release that. And I'm like, no, because I didn't buy 32 sandwiches on Christmas Eve. I wouldn't have been able to carry them home.
Arguing with a full mouth. I've still got some left.
I wondered why that year I got 14 sandwiches from you for Christmas.
I got a charge on my Monzo account. You know, one of those digital ones that every time you like to buy something online, it says, is this a charge you want to do? Yeah, cool. I got two fraudulent charges, and it was creatine powder and video games. The first one doesn't sound like me. The video games are found. They look at what you bought before and they're going, are you sure you didn't buy it? Sure you didn't buy it?
That's so unfair when it's a food stuff, though. We've seen that you've bought sandwiches before, so are you sure?
Well, you're just not stocking up.
Do you want to just send us a photo of yourself and we can then decide whether or not it's possible that you ate 32 sandwiches and it was normal?
I got my card cloned when we were in Krakow together. We went to a pizza place and weird charges started showing up on my card.
Is that true?
I got it all sorted because, it was Poland, so they were like, it's definitely for all us.
Whatever you did in Poland. If you try and buy anything in like the kind of eastern states, they do ask you, like they ring you up and go, are you doing what you're doing?
But that's what I mean.
I am.
I'm not saying it's my opinion. It's Poland.
Oh, so who's put all these strip joints on my card? I don't know.
You're never down to strip joints, it's always down to restaurants. So. I've heard. If you're not going with cash, what's wrong with you? Yeah. You only are going to ever overspend.
I like to make it rain with all my credit cards. I just chuck them up in the air. Like that. If I do it quick enough, it's like Gambit from the X-Men. They just stick in the wall. And then what I do is I shout the pin numbers and I leave.
I'm having to have a credit card removed from my eye. Happy birthday!
Hey, have that treated privately. 3166.
Me and Alex in Krakow went to a salt mine.
Oh my God! Said that was going to be good. Was it you? Someone said that was it wasn't good.
The God of Salt,
trapped underground for 4 hours.
It was all right. There was a big Pope John Paul II statue made out of salt. Yeah. That the woman instructed me not to lick.
And then you got into trouble for licking the walls.
Bit rich. Yeah. Catholic church, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, we're not allowed to lick them. Outrageous. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back to belittle a organised religion.
I'm waiting to see how you tackle the big one. You were working as a waitress in a
cocktail bar. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Have you heard that? It's like a guy who's like made Don't You Want Me by, is it
Human League?
Human League, where they've just made a version of that song where it just loops and loops around where the only lyrics are. It's just all the way through working. Okay. You were working.
So this is absolutely normal to me because when I was at school, I recorded a C90 of my favourite song at the time, and I missed the start and the end of it. So it was just about three quarters of it, the middle three quarters of Shampoo Trouble, and I looped it on a C90, and it was the only thing I took on my French residential as a kid. And by the end, I was insane.
By the end, I was in shampoo. not unreasonable. Big, yeah.
Shampoo, big in Japan.
Is it a boy or a girl? They released an album just for Japan, I believe.
Yeah, but it was also, they were the ultimate band that when, even though they disappeared and broken up a long time ago, that saying came out when people were like, oh, they're over. It's like, no, they're just big in Japan. Like, they were still going in Japan. And I think they were. For a bit, but they are not still big in Japan.
They were slightly big in Japan because it was a bit creepy, wasn't it? They were sort of like young women.
I think they were
old
women who were dressed as young women, weren't they?
Hey, why don't you just go online and start shouting at women pop stars?
Yeah. Is Joker your favourite movie, Pete?
Alex, is he going to come back in a really shitty Batman? Have to do it again contractually?
Is he tied to more films?
No,
he's a guy. Catch
really
the titles.
Appear in like a big rubber ducky. Batman have to go, duck. And himself, I've got to do this. You know.
No, I believe in the new The Batman movie, directed by Matt Reeves with Robert Pattinson as the Batman. It is going to be the Penguin and the Riddler.
So they have to just completely dodge the issue.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because they're not connected anymore, because when DC tried to replicate the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they failed, because everyone hated Justice League. So.
Yeah, but didn't they do the mustache?
Release the Snyder Cut! That will make sense to some people. Probably won't.
I do, because I have a lot of friends who like films and that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
But I don't like films or that sort of thing.
I think Joker would have been better if he'd actually done something other than just walked around going...
The most subversive thing was that he just had a tab on the whole time.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's naughty, isn't it?
Yeah.
He did what?
He had a tab on. He had a cigarette on all the time.
I was just waiting for the minute where he went, now I'm going to go and rob a bank dressed as a prime minister or something. And I was like, this is going to get great. And then Batman would come in and go, zonk. And he'd go, take that, you, and he'd go, whoa, this is no laughing matter, and it would end. Yeah.
But it is a weird thing about that movie in the sense that it is completely unrelated to the Joker. They have got made a movie that they've then gone, how do we drag people in? And if you want to find a fault in it, it's like you're bringing a younger audience in who go, oh, the Joker, I know him, to a movie that is absolutely not really a superhero movie. It's just been made the Joker to make a bit of money.
Is it? So they could have just called it Naughty Boy.
Yeah.
What a naughty boy.
I am a naughty boy. Brackets. Imagine if I was in the DC universe.
I interviewed Joaquin Phoenix for that movie and I sat down with him. And he was in a funny mood anyway. And I'd been sort of told by Warner's, you know, he thinks you're a news journalist. And we told him you're not. So, you know, just make that clear at the start. Right, okay. And he comes in and he
How
sits
do you
down.
Prove that?
Well,
you I... take the bit of paper saying, press
in,
your hat.
Two questions in, Pete. He knew.
Who would employ this man? Yeah.
How tall am I? I'm 5'10".
My favourite colour.
Have you ever found anything in your garden?
I said, so this is a movie interview. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, it'll be about 15 minutes. And he went, we'll see.
I like that. That's good.
It
good
was
work.
Good. Work.
Then what did he do?
Shot you in the head. Then he was like lovely. Then he was, he's very intense, but he's a very nice man. And I do like it. Although, like some things you hear about that movie, you're just like, well, obviously, like people like that dance in the bathroom that he does, the weird dance. Mm. He just improvised that. And you're like, yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
He directed it to do that.
No one writes weird dance.
Well, I wonder what he was supposed to be doing in that scene. Yeah, just get some tablets out there.
I'm dancing. Yeah. Robert Bank.
I'm going to.
Get rid of Robert Bank.
No, it's dancing time.
Can you walk down these stairs and rob a bank? Nope, dancing.
We had this whole bank robbery and then Batman swoops and he's like, no, I'm just going to dance weird.
Why don't we re-edit it with Prince's Batman soundtrack in all the key bits?
Go, so go, go with a smile.
Bat dance! Coming down the stairs. Party, that must have been done. That must have been done.
Why hasn't anybody done it?
Oh, mate.
Oh, can we just do it? Can you do it, Alex?
Crank
up iMovie.
Yeah, I will do. Apparently, the residents of the Bronx hate that movie because everyone is turning up at those stairs.
Are they really?
Instagram photos, and the locals are like,
it's just some stairs. It's not like you sleep on the stairs. Don't worry about
it's
it.
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire's house in, where's that? San Francisco. I've been there.
See, you're part of the problem, Pete.
Put with the back doors in. Where is she? Hello, children! Oh, God. He's back. Oh dear. Let's do an email before we got to fuck off. Jake, a bit late with this one, working as a gardener, the founder of Butt Plug in the vegetarian patch vegetable the patch of the garden.
Was it for
vegetarians?
Was it the last show we were talking about burying things in the garden? I've never buried a vegetarian.
No.
My garden's got a bum hole.
Oh, best kind of beer. The best kind of beer.
As in, is this a... I don't want to wade into something that I've been tricked into. Is this a genuine
Hobgoblin
question?
Hobgoblin, Hobgoblin's here. Wanted to add, basically, we've been talking about the best kind of beer. I was kind of on board with this topic, but I didn't contribute much because...
If the beer wasn't called...
Beer, what would it be called? Wheaty brown juice.
Malty fizzy yellow.
Is that what you want? Is that the right thing? Am I in the right ballpark?
Different kinds of beers. Like, you know, like shower beer. You know, when you're getting ready and you have...
Have a beer shower?
No.
Oh, have a beer in the shower.
In the shower. Right, okay.
Yeah. So it's not about the brand. We're not promoting more brands.
No.
It's about where you have the beer.
We've learned in all those years that we don't do that unless we pick Beer 52 may be sponsoring us.
Well, I paid for the Hobgoblin to walk in a second for no reason.
First beer after work. Sammy's come up with one, long-time listener. I don't expect to be writing in. But he has.
This is as much a surprise as it is to you.
Actually, about Automaton. Talking about types of beer, I'm surprised nobody's mentioned the sauna beer. As someone living in Finland, I know many people who would instantly put this one at the top of the pile. It could be combined with a shower beer and can be drunk before, during, and after the sauna. I prefer the singular post-sauna beer. Mm. Not in a sauna. It's just going to dry out.
Yeah, that's going to be a horrible idea. Cotton mouth.
I mean, it's a very, very specific one, but... Standing in this the middle of this ice
supermarket,
this ice field in Finland, and the northern lights are above you, and you crack open a beer. That's probably the greatest beer ever.
Have you done that?
No. No, I just imagine.
Thanks for that.
Would be the greatest.
That sometimes, and this is not really accessible. Sometimes when I do go past people who are drinking on the street, just when they like go past a park and there's five guys just sitting out there, and always one of them has got a council job, so they're wearing like a fluorescent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's always one of them who's a bit like, I'm keeping in touch with my roots. I like that. They all sit there drinking, and sometimes I do think it must be nice to just sort of go. It's 11:30. I'm going to go and meet the lads in that bit of wood. Going to have a tin of Tisky.
Well, did you say, like, I mean, again, speaking of Tisky, a delicious lager, one of my favourites, up there with the Commoner Garden Stella, my big favourite horrible lager, that gets me powerful. Apparently, Eastern European labourers, anybody who works with their hands, they don't understand why labourers work all day and then spend all of their money in the pub.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive. Why don't you just go to a supermarket, get a couple of cans, and just sit on a wall and drink it?
Yeah.
And, you know, work for 5 or 6 years, and then go back home and build something with some decent
finances. Whenever I see those guys out there, it always
looks like... It's genuinely aspirational.
I don't know five people.
Who'll drink with me again?
Yeah.
And it is weird sidling up to a group who are all there, going...
Speaking
right.
They would never accept me. They'd go, what is he? Is he working for the council? Is he
trying to check up on me? Yeah.
I just want to have a little bit of a sip with you,
High-vis vest is too clean. He's not real.
Exactly that. I'd have one of those woolen caps on as well, and they'd just be like, he's trying too hard.
Your best bet is to go, like, you're the foreman.
Come on, lads.
Yeah. Come on, lads, drink up.
A top hat and a monocle. Is this how four men dress?
Yeah, like the bit of Chernobyl that tells all those miners to go and
give the job of being a foreman of a building site entirely through nepotism. So between university and school, I probably should have done it the other way around because I didn't go to university before school.
That's why you were getting a foreman job before you were a labourer.
I'm really looking forward to doing this English degree. I mean, I can't read or count yet, but we'll get there. And between school and university, my dad, he worked at a building firm, and he said, we've got this, we're doing the St Catherine's Docks, the redevelopment of that huge project.
And I really want to ingratiate myself with my staff. So I'm
totally.
Going to put my kids.
Totally. So I turned up on the first day and they went, who the fuck are you? And I said, oh, I...
Hello!
Good day, gentlemen. I shall be your foreman.
I'm the foreman. And you know what? I'm going to be the coolest foreman you've ever met.
And then you kick flipped off.
A bloke came up to me and he said, if you say a fucking word to me, he said, I'm going to put you in that fucking hole. Right, we'll do. And he went, whoop.
A lovely bit of hazing. Why not?
Yep. And I lasted a day. And I went back, and because my life
is
relatively easy, I was able to say, I'm not going back, Father. They were beastly to me. And my dad went, well, he'll be fired tomorrow. And I went to university. Where I did Pope studies. And now I'm the Pope.
Mm. Cool. Strange way.
You can't lick him. He's not made of salt.
I want to lick the Pope.
You can.
The salty Pope. How can people find your shows and what are their names? WrestleMe is a wrestling show about WrestleMania. We started at WrestleMania 1. We went right through to all of the WrestleManias, and we are now at WrestleMania 25.
Yeah. Wait, you're on 25?
It's the next one. We haven't recorded it yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was there.
I know. Do you remember anything about it?
I bought you a wonderful birthday
you
present.
You did. I'm actually.
He speaks about that so much.
Yeah.
It's the best belt he owns.
It was difficult to hide from him because we were I don't know what you call it, a little convention bit beforehand.
We're at the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
And Alex bought me a big gold belt like Ric Flair used to wear.
And
it was my birthday the next day. Shoved down his pants. But every time we were staying in a hotel and we had rooms opposite each other, and I'd knock and go into Alex's room, and whenever I walked in, he'd be frantically stuffing something either like in the bed or in the behind the thing
that had nothing to do with the belt.
Every time
it was my American girl doll. That was a good trip, although remember when are you really upset about it? It's fine. Remember that great bit where we went to the House of Blues and massive, like, it's like obviously it's a chain and we massively overordered
it. Right. Jet lagged.
This is just how much additives they put in American food, because we overordered it. I must have left a bit of steak the size like that, a little bit of steak, and then we went back and I woke up at 5 a.m. and I'd been full when I went to sleep. My first thought wasn't, where am I? Oh, what time is it? This is jet lag. I woke and went, where's that bit of steak? Where is the steak? I need that steak. Why did I leave that bloody steak?
The woman who was our waitress there gave me a great piece of advice. And it's actually one that I've never stopped thinking about.
Don't
which
touch
is,
waitresses.
No, I don't hold by that at all.
That's terrible advice. Try again.
We said, what are grits like? And she went, then don't order the grits. And we ordered the grits and they were awful. Yeah. And ever since then, I've been like, that is the one piece of advice that I think people say to me, what's the greatest piece of advice you've ever been given in your life? I go, don't order grits.
Exactly. Right. Grits. A familiar thing. No wonder everyone out there carries a gun
to shoot their grits. I've shot my grits, guys. Get out of the restaurant, sir. And obviously, Clash of the Titles.
Oh, yeah. Clash of the Titles is available and it's bloody marvellous. And if you like films at all, then please do subscribe to us.
If you want to sit here an episode, one of my favourites, one of the films is American Psycho, hearing a man squirm in his chair because he's scared that one of the other hosts is going to apply this psychopath test on him.
Great.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, that was. Thanks for bringing that bell. It was genuinely uncomfortable. I was fully prepared for them to analyse exactly why I'm like Patrick Bateman, which is too close to the truth.
You've got some.
If I say it's funny, because I'm aware,
they'll all be dead in the morning.
Oh no, not that. This. There we go. Let's get out of here. Good to know that we're all good at, as good at the buttons as we ever were.
Jesus Christ, that was a terrible 10 seconds. Bye.
Bloody Genesis.
Raph!
This was a Stakhanov production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.